More than 45,000 Indigenous households across Australia are living without adequate housing, according to new national research published by the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute. The study finds Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families are far more likely to experience unmet housing needs like overcrowding, rental stress, and poor quality housing at almost double the rate of other Australians. The report also warns current government reforms won't be enough to close the gap without major structural change. To learn more about the report and its findings, I spoke to Adelaide University Associate Professor of Sociology and co-author Megan Moskos.
We focused on really three to four key areas. The first was really trying to understand what the Indigenous housing system really looked like in Australia. And the answer to that, the really short answer, is that it's really complex, it's diverse, and it's also, you know, constantly changing.
In terms of the definition of adequate housing or unmet needs, what are we talking about there when we say that?
Sure. Look, there's different ways to try and estimate and measure the level of demand or unmet need in the housing market. And we used an approach that was applied by researchers in Sydney for the whole of Australian population, because we wanted to compare what we found with those estimations. And so what we looked at really was measures of rental affordability stress, severe overcrowding, and also substandard housing or homelessness.
What's the main driver of such high levels of housing stress and overcrowding?
Look, overall, we find that unmet need is actually driven largely by rental stress, which for us, was a bit of a novice finding, considering that other measures that we included was in overcrowding, which is as we all know, is the main target of sort of closing the gap, etc. So we looked at we found that that rental stress predominated, but we also found that the drivers of unmet need differ in different locations. So in urban areas, you find that rental stress predominates, whereas in more regional, remote areas, you find that overcrowding and inadequate housing predominates.
Mentioned earlier, fragmented governance. I'm interested to know what that looks like in practice, and if the current federal housing reforms are capable of closing this gap.
Look, in terms of what it looks like in practice, as I said, it really means that there is no single agency or minister with overall responsibility for housing outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. At a more, that's at a quite a national level. And then jurisdictionally, we also find that, housing, each state and territory has their own approach to Indigenous housing. Some have a formal Indigenous housing strategy, but again, they vary in terms of authority and scope throughout Australia. So in terms of being able to close the gap, we don't consider the current governance structures to be adequate to enable a dedicated Indigenous housing strategy.
The research talks about the need for innovative and culturally appropriate housing models. Why is community-controlled housing, for example, seen as such a critical part of the solution?
Governments and community leaders alike both agree that, community-controlled services can achieve better housing outcomes. That's the case in health and in other areas, and it should also be the case in housing. However, what we find with this research is the Indigenous community-controlled housing sector is really underdeveloped in every state and territory. It's actually only managing a really small fraction of the total number of Indigenous social housing tenancies. And we've seen a commitment to grow the sector, but there's really a lack of detailed plans, resources, and strategies to do that.
And if there was one practical change that governments could make right now, what do you think that would be?
One of the things that we've called for immediate action on with this research is that that government, and when I say government, I mean both national and state and territory jurisdictions, really secure the future of national governance, national sort of self-determination governance mechanisms, such as housing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander housing peak bodies, and also the housing policy partnership that it currently exists at the national level, and also strengthen more jurisdictional shared decision-making structures, such as the Joint Steering Committee for Remote Housing in the Northern Territory. So those two, those sorts of decision-making mechanisms or governance structures really enable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to have a voice.
That was Associate Professor of Sociology at Adelaide University, Megan Moskos.